Yo, what's good? Welcome back to the podcast. Quick thing before we get started. I guess we're already started. This is just the first thing I want to say. Noel and I have a show December 2nd in LA. It's going to be downtown at the fucking, what's it? The Resident Theater? Does that sound right? I don't know why I'm asking you. You don't know. The Resident Theater downtown LA, I think it is. And so I don't have the ticket link just yet, but I just wanted to put it out there that this is a thing, and it's so. Check the description actually of this and see if the link's there. If it's not, it's going to be there in the next day or two. So just keep looking back, I guess. If it's not there by the time you watch this, it's going to be. We're going to do a live podcast probably, but it'll probably be a little bit more structured. So we're going to be just on stage, kind of fucking around for an hour in front of you guys. It should be really funny. We're gonna put some work into it, and we really just want to like keep it fun and chill and just kind of like, I think it's like this theater, it's like 200 people or something, so if we can fill it, that'd be fucking dope, and we'd love to see your shining faces there. We really would. It'd be fun. Maybe make fun of you a little bit. I don't know. I've never really been that great at crowd work. I've never really tried it, honestly. It's like one of the most intimidating things ever, you know, because you go on stage usually and you got the shit that you prepared. You know exactly what you're going to say. But the people that can just be like, hey, I don't like your shirt. And just like, just all of a sudden create laughter out of a situation like that. Or like, where are you from? And they're like, I'm from Buffalo. And for someone like me, who doesn't know anything about Buffalo, nothing. I know zero. I had a friend from there. So this is how that conversation would go. Hey, where are you from? I'm from Buffalo. Oh, Buffalo. Nice. Yeah, I got a, I had a friend that was raised there. Okay. Cool. Where are you from? I'm from, you know, like, Kansas City. Cool. Yeah, good. you know, a lot of sports. Sports, right? Yeah, good. Anyways, he goes, I'm Cody, thanks. That's my crowd work. So, how did I even start talking about that? I don't know. Oh, yeah, we'll make fun. I don't know. Well, if you show up, you know, maybe I'll try and interact with you. That's why I want to keep it light and chill, you know, like kind of, it's like a light, like a live podcast. And it's just more, you know, it's not as much of a performance. It's more about just like us hanging out for an hour. Who is texting me? I got the new fucking iPhone, and it's insanely dope. I'm really actually in love with it. I didn't really think it would make that much of a difference in my life, but it has changed me as a person. It's just so, like, I think I was just using such a shitty phone for so long that I just got used to, like, not having a camera, because the camera on the back was, like, completely busted. So I kind of got used to just that, just never having a camera, never having really a front camera. The screen was cracked. The headphone or the charger didn't work. There was like a whole bunch of shit in the charger. So whenever I tried to like charge it, like 90% of the time it wouldn't charge. I'd have to like jam the fucking thing in there, like slam it on the table and like angle it. And then like once it was charging, gently place it on my bedside table without like fucking moving it, because then it'll stop. And half the times when it worked, I would just leave it and I would wake up and my phone would be dead anyways, because in the middle of the night, just stopped charging for whatever reason. So that was just a normal part of my life. It's just always having a phone that was at 20%. The headphone jack was bent, so I couldn't put headphones in it. Like it was just, and I was just waiting for this one. I was just waiting it out until I could get this one, and the pre-order failed. So then it was just like another month of using the shitty phones, and eventually I was just like, well, this is how my life is now, mobily. Mobily, my life is in shambles. So upgrading to this shit, it was basically like, I think it was, when was it? Friday morning, I woke up, for some reason just checked to see if I could reserve one at the store, and they were available in the store close to me. So I did it right away, went over there, went to the Apple store and to get it. And I came to the conclusion that the Apple store is the worst store. It is. I've always felt uncomfortable in there. And I'm never really sure. It's always, I'm always just distracted, too much by all like the devices and the cool wooden tables and everything. And the store is so big. It's got a, like a pretty great ambiance. You know what I mean? The acoustics in there are very interesting because it's such a big glass. I'm talking about the one on the 3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica. That's the one that I used to work right by there, and I used to be an engineer. So like every time they came out with a new device, the whole engineering team and I would take a field trip down to the Apple store. This is just, I don't even know why I'm fucking admitting this to you guys. Well, this is true. The whole engineering team and I, like, they every time they came out with like a new, like anything, honestly, like the fucking, like the new, like headphones, we'd go down, all of us at like lunch or whatever, because, you know, wouldn't want to take time off, like writing code to, we'd go down in our free time. We'd choose to go to the Apple store and just like look at it, not even buy it. Just look at the device. This is a thing. Like I did this at every single one of my jobs. Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, every time Apple came out with a new thing, the team and I would like take a field trip to the Apple store just to go check it out. Sometimes we'd buy one for the office or whatever. Like everything, Apple TV. It's just fucking, I don't know. Looking back on it, it's like, why? Why didn't you like go outside and like play soccer at lunch or go surfing or something? Just gonna go to the Apple store. But I want to tell you why I hate the Apple store. There's a facade. It's like there's this illusion of it being a revolutionary retail experience, right? You walk in there and there's like an ocean of people in red shirts. It used to be blue, right? I don't know. The Apple employees, the fucking geniuses or whatever, they're just floating all over the place. So there's this illusion of like, oh, there's plenty of people to help me and there's no lines. This place is, you know, it's heaven for a fucking consumer. No, it's not. It's hell for a consumer. It is. You walk in there and you're immediately uncomfortable. You're like, first of all, if you're just in there to look, then the second someone, because a red shirt will say, hey, can I help you with something right away? And if you don't want to be helped with something, I mean, maybe it's just me. I just don't want to talk to you. If I'm in there to look, which, you know, with my team at the new devices that have come out, I don't want to talk to you. I already know the shit. I already know the specs. I already know what's out. I already know where it is. I don't need your shit. You know what I mean? I don't need to talk to you. So immediately it's like, no, I'm just browsing. Thanks. And they're like, all right, well, let me know if I can do it. And they've got the iPad there and or their fucking, you know, iPhone with the credit card reader on it or whatever. And you're just like, I don't know what's, I just want to go in here and look. I don't want to talk to anyone. Right? So that's one thing. And then if you go in there and you actually need help with something, then immediately it's like, you know, someone walks up, hey, can I help you with something? And you're like, yeah, I just had a question about, you know, the new whatever. In my case, I was going in there because I had reserved an iPhone. And so they had one in the back for me. I knew that. So I was just going in there to pick it up. That's all I was doing. I'd already paid for it. I just wanted the phone in my hand, right? The phone was somewhere in the store and I wanted it to be in my hand and I wanted to walk out of the store with the iPhone in my hand. Pretty simple, right? Already paid for it, already mine. So it's in there somewhere, my iPhone. So just to my hand, walk out of the store with the iPhone. And hopefully never go back for months, right? That wasn't what happened. She comes up. She goes, hey, can I help you with something? And she was already talking to someone, by the way. She just like complete, like just absolute mid-conversation ditched them and turned to me and was like, do you need something? And I was like, yeah. I reserved an iPhone. So I just want to pick that up. And she was like, okay, great. Go hang out over there by the dude in the red polo, okay? First of all, the dude in the red polo was not an employee. He was just another patron of the store. So he could have moved around, right? So I was like, okay, do you want me to stick with him? So if he so if he moves to the IMAX, you want me to follow him? Or how does this work? This is very, there's no signs. There's nothing. There's no markings in the store of what area you're telling me. So I just go hang out in that vague area near the dude in the red polo and I stay there. Or do I follow him if he moves? Not really sure, right? But at this point, she had already moved back to her prior conversation. So I was just kind of like, well, fuck it. I guess I'm just going to go hang with the dude with the red polo. And so we both now are on the left side of the store, kind of leaning against the thing. and the guy in front of me, the guy in the red polo, we're just both waiting there, right? And just wondering what the fuck is happening. Nobody is, there's nothing, nobody's helping us. There's no indication of what we should be doing. So finally, this guy in a red polo, an employee, walks by, and the guy in front of me goes, I'm getting the polos all fucked up. The dude who I was hanging with was not in a red polo. He was in some other sort of polo. The dude in the red t-shirts are the employees. So a guy in a red t-shirt comes over, and the dude that I was hanging with goes, hey, sorry, can you help me? Someone told me to come over here and stay here, and no one's helping us. And the guy goes, oh, sure, yeah, what do you need? And the guy's like, I reserved an iPhone. And he was like, okay, cool, yeah, just, yeah, why don't you come with me? And they just go to another part of the store. And now I'm like, well, what do I do? What? Now I'm, there's no line or anything. I'm just supposed to be in this vague area of the Apple store expecting someone just to know what I need and to come up to me. So now I'm fucking freaking out because I'm like, I don't know, was I supposed to stick with him? Are we the, you know, we're the kind of the reserved iPhone gang? I don't, you know what I mean? And I was supposed to, you know, it was just me and him to the end. You know what I'm saying? And now I've abandoned him. He's abandoned me. I'm all alone. I'm fucking scared in the Apple store by myself. There's just an ocean of red shirts and I'm just fucking floating, not knowing where the fuck I'm supposed to be. Finally, this girl comes over, doesn't say anything to me. She just stands near me. This is an employee. She's got an iPad, right? And so I'm kind of like, what the fuck are you doing? She's typing on her iPad. She's whatever. So finally, I'm like, okay, hey, I'm sorry. I'm here to pick up an iPad and I'm just, or an iPhone. I'm just not sure. Like, is someone going to help me? And she was like, I'm sure they will, sir. It looks like everyone's pretty busy right now. I was like, don't give me fucking, I already paid for the thing. It's mine. Just fucking give it to me. Why are you, what do you mean busy with what? Selling other people products? I already bought it. This is my phone. It should fucking be in my hand. What are they busy doing? They should be busy putting the iPhone in my hand. Sir, it looks like everyone, and she said it like it was like an obvious, like, look around, sir. Everyone's pretty busy right now. I am looking around. All I see is fucking shirts and no, there's no order here. What the fuck is it? It made me miss lines. I just wanted to stand in a fucking line. How often do you say that? Oh, I miss lines. I just wish there was a line or some sort or one of those fucking things that marks lines, you know, like the, what do you even fucking call those? The ribbons with the poles where they retract and you can make a line, you know, at airports and shit. I wanted one of those. I craved one of those things. Any sort of indication of where I should be, what I should be doing, how many people were in front of me, anything. It's the ambiguity. It drives me fucking nuts. I'm like, I don't know. Could I be getting my iPhone faster right now if I was taking action or not? That's what kills me, right? In a line, you're like, there's nothing I can do. I got to wait in the line. And I know how close I am. And that's mentally, I'm at peace. But in that situation, it's just in this fucking, I, you know what I mean? This sea of red shirts, and I'm just I'm a barnacle, and I don't know who to attach to, you know, and I'm freaking out. I just want my new phone. So finally someone comes over and he's like, hey, what can I help you? And I was like, yeah, I reserved a phone. Okay, great. What's your name? And I was like, Cody. He's like, great. He takes me over to another fucking side of the store. Again, no, like, there's nothing about this side that's different from the other side. It's just apparently this is the part of the store where they take you to pick up the iPhone. Someone comes out of the back and gives me the phone. And he's like, all right, you're good. And I was like, thank you. First of all, I appreciate it. Thank you for giving me the iPhone. I'm very happy now. But what was the last 15 minutes? What was that? What was I doing? I was just in this void. It's fucking weird, man. Just be normal. Just have a... That's... You know, the retail experience is like it is for a reason. I feel like... I don't know. And I actually used to think the Apple Store was kind of cool, but now I'm of the opinion that it sucks. It's the weirdest place on earth, and I really hope that I that I don't go back there because I've been there too many times, you know, whether it was field trips or picking up iPhones or whatever. But God damn it. That was, I was just talked about that for a long time. So guys, I'm 27 today. It's my birthday. If you're watching this today, right now, it's actually not right now. It's Tuesday. As you know, I record this the day before I post it. But if you're watching this on Wednesday, it's my birthday and I'm 27 and, it's a little bit bittersweet. It's a little bit scary. I don't know. 27, it's getting mad close to 30. And it's just like, you know, before you even start with the old jokes, it is, I'm thinking about it. It's getting close. You know, I'm no longer mid 20s. This is late 20s. And it's like, it just, you can't really fuck around anymore. You really got to make, you know, in the last episode or the one before, I was talking about like making strategic decisions. And like, I think that's because of getting older. It's like, you know, things, you can't just fuck around. You can't just like, I'll be like, ah, whatever. I mean, you can, but there's a part of your brain where it's like, well, you should be really nailing down what it is you're going to be doing for the next 5 years. You know, you shouldn't just be kind of, you know, you shouldn't just be floating around in a sea of red shirts. You should know. That was me trying to use the Apple Store as a metaphor for being 27. That's crash and burned, though. I'm not going to do anything from... Okay, so here, I want to talk about this a little bit just because, you know, it is my birthday. And I feel like the more I talk about it, the more likely you are to wish me happy birthday on some sort of, you know, on social media or in the comments or whatever. And that's going to make me feel very good because, as I said in the main channel video, I'm vain and I crave attention. And a birthday is a perfect opportunity for someone like me to, you know, really soak up as much attention as I possibly can. So go ahead and wish me happy birthday on Instagram or on Twitter or on YouTube and really go nuts, you know, really go nuts. If you like me, if you like my content, even if you don't, just, you know, really describe it, you know, what you like, describe what you like, describe how much you like me. And just, you know, really wish me the best. Even hell, you know what even you could even do if you were feeling extra generous. I came out with Christmas merch, 2 days or today, fucking today. It went live this morning, actually. And it's a crew neck sweater and it says, "Christmas is back, baby." No idea why I thought of this. I don't know. I just, for some reason, they were like, all right, we were talking to the company that does my merch. We were like, let's do some Christmas merch. Okay, great. What are your ideas? And I just right away sat down, was writing an email and I thought, okay, how about a shirt that says, "Christmas is back, baby"? That's fucking hilarious. And so that's what we did. And I had this other idea of Santa surfing. Don't know. Again, these are just weird little things that I, you know, I don't know. I sit down to write an email with ideas and I don't have any when I start the email. And so all of these just weird things come to me and I'm just like, fuck it. I just throw down the email and then it just ends up being this thing. So I had this separate idea of Santa riding a surfboard for whatever the fuck reason. And then this other idea of a shirt that says "Christmas is back, baby." And they did both designs. And I was like, let's fucking put them together, dude. That makes no sense at all. But let's do that. Let's make a hybrid shirt of Santa surfing, "Christmas is back, baby." And then make it yellow or make it fucking pink and blue so that there's not even Christmas colors on the fucking thing. Let's fuck up. Let's just fuck it up. Let's completely fuck up the concept of a Christmas sweater. And that's exactly what I did. And so that's, I guess, the story as to why I did that. It's pretty funny, honestly. I like it. I've been wearing it. I was wearing it today. I should have been wearing it in this. That would be kind of good promotion. But I don't know where it is. I wore it in my video. So yeah, if you want to buy one of those, it's CodyCoMerch.com, and if you scroll down, it'll be on there. So for my birthday, if you want, you know, you can either do that or you can contribute. you can do nothing. You can just, the fact that you're watching this is enough, honestly, and I appreciate you. But you know, I gotta upsell. That's who I am now. It's fucking built into me. Just promoting things on other things, baby. CodyCoMerch.com for that. But that's the story with the Christmas merch idea. I don't really know. I just was like, ah, fuck it. And It's only going to be available for 2 weeks. But anyway, so it's my birthday. I'm 27. It's kind of scary. So today I wanted to do a video about what it was like to be 27. Or what it was like to be 26. Something to do with fucking turning old. Getting old, at least. And so what I wanted, I kind of thought, because you know me, if you've listened to the podcast before, you know that I relatively new to YouTube, so I have these ideas where I'm like, oh, I should do this. Then I look it up and everyone's already done it 4 billion times in every single different way and angle, and they've been doing it now for 10 years. And I'm like, well, so that's kind of that's what happened here. I was like, oh, maybe I'll do like a 26 things you learned as a 26-year-old and make it funny. And then I YouTubed that, and just like hundreds and hundreds of videos came up with millions of views of people doing the exact same thing. But fucking hell, they were so corny. They were so corny. There was this one by this dude. God damn it. What was his fucking name? He had like over 5 million subscribers. Matt, what was it? I forget what it was, but I clicked. It was 28 things he had learned in his 28 years. And I clicked on it, and it was just like, just so cheesy. It's just like, I don't know. It's like, okay, here, I'll talk about this in a second. Basically, what my idea was do one of those. And so I looked it up. Everything's really corny. So I was like, fuck it, I'm not going to do that. And then I was searching like what it was like to be 26, right? And this BuzzFeed article came up with it was like 26 reasons, 26 things that happen to you when you're 26 or something. So I was like, oh, this is perfect. I'll just comment on this and see if this is accurate, because as you know, BuzzFeed, very, very reputable, number one news source, but also number two, medium for, pop culture. And what I'm trying to say is that I feel like they would absolutely nail what it's like to be a 26-year-old, and probably in GIF form too, I'm guessing. And that's exactly what it was. It was 26 GIFs and just like quirky things that happen to you when you're 26. So I was like, this is perfect. I'm just going to comment on this. And so I did that. And then I'm like, this isn't quite, I got to look up something else. There's got to be some stupid Tumblr post or thought catalog fucking blog post or whatever about what it's like to be, or, what it's like, what you learned in your 26th year. There has to be, right? So I searched it. Sure enough, first thing that pops up, thoughtcatalog.com. 26 things I learned as a 26-year-old. I'm going to bring this up because I want to read this. I read some of these on my main channel video, but I'm going to edit that more. And, this is more relaxed for me to just actually go through these, because it's so good and bad. Good, it's bad how good it is. And it's so incredibly bad. 26 things I learned by age 26. Oh, wait, there's a Medium post. Medium is like Tumblr for tech. Medium is just for people who think their opinions are way more important than they are, or their experiences. I say on a fucking podcast. Look, I know, I'm aware of that, but people listen to this. I guess people read Medium too, but it's like, some girl the other day wrote an article about like why she's elite. Or just like all, same thing as all the YouTube videos about people, or where people explain why they were leaving BuzzFeed. Like millions of them. Eventually it's like, all right, man, nobody really cares. You care. Okay, here we go. Thought catalog. 26 things. Oh no, this is a different one. Oh my God. I gotta find the one. I have to find it because it was so good. Come on, let's find it, baby. Now I gotta go through my history. Christmas is back, baby. Some people might tell you that Christmas is not back, but don't let them fool you. Christmas is fucking back. Some people might tell you, you might ask, you know, gee, what do you think of Christmas? Is it going out of style? Because I feel like, you know, Christmas just isn't what it used to be. And people will tell you, yeah, you know what? It is. But I'm here to tell you, Christmas is back. This is the year. I'm bringing it back. Christmas is back, baby. And this is not because certain people celebrate Christmas, certain people don't celebrate Christmas. I'm just saying, to me, Christmas is back. That's all I'm saying, all right? That's all I'm saying. Last year, wasn't that into Christmas. This year, Christmas is back. And I'm going to wear that shirt. I'm going to wear the fucking sweater all of December. Okay, where is this fucking thing? Come on. 26th, there we go. We found it, baby. Oh, it's not Thought Catalog. It's some other website. Anyways, 26 lessons I learned while being 26. Now, if you find this, and maybe you're the author of this and you're reading this right now, I'm sorry in advance. I'm gonna tear this apart because I just hate shit like this. And maybe it's just because I'm a sad person. Maybe it's because I'm sad I'm turning 27. Maybe that's what it is. You know what? That's fine. Maybe it's because of my hair. What the fuck is my hair doing right now? There we go. Oh, it's even worse. Jesus. Okay. This is how it starts. The sunset is setting in my 26th year. Literally. I'm on a beach in Bali writing this on my last day of 26, thinking about all that came and went, like the waves crashing not far from my feet. It was a year of lessons, that's for sure. Isn't every? But something about 26 was particularly teaching. It was messy. It was freeing. It was scary. It was so, so fun. And above all, it was loving. Oh my God, that just... You could have just taken that from... That sounds like the intro to every single, like, lesson post ever. How could I sum up this year? Well, it was good. It was bad. It was scary. It was... You're just listing emotions. That's all you're doing. Everyone feels those every single year. And so, as a person who's reading this, I read this and I go, oh, yeah, you know what? Mine too. It was a lesson... It was a year of lessons, that's for sure. Isn't every? Yes. Yes, it is. Every single year is you learn something. I can tell you I've probably learned something, at least one thing, every single year, and there hasn't really been a year where I haven't learned anything, so that sentence probably just isn't even necessary. It was messy. It was freeing, was it? It was particularly teaching. Was it particularly teaching, or was it just because you're writing this article right now and you need to kind of say that because... You're reflecting on what you learned. I'm not going to read the rest of this. I feel like I'm being mean, but okay, let's get into the actual lessons. Also, why the fuck? Like, why is it relevant that you're on a beach in Bali? I feel like it's just like that's just bragging a little bit. Like, just using the beginning of this article to brag about the fact that you're writing it from a beach in Bali. I didn't need to know the setting. I just needed to know it's your birthday. That's it. Like, why you got to flex on us right at the beginning of the article? Here's some lessons that you can use moving forward. Here's some things that I learned. You know, hopefully you can take some of these and use them in your own life. Maybe you're approaching 26. By the way, I'm on a beach in Bali. And so I'm fucking... I'm living life. Okay, so wherever you are, as maybe you're approaching 26... You're nothing compared. You've failed. I'm on a beach in Bali writing this article, and you're reading it probably from your living room. Okay. Don't hide from vulnerability, even when it means that you might end up in a puddle of pain. Do it anyways. Propose new ideas that you can and want to take on. Go ahead and show up at his door. I would love that one. I love that one. Could you imagine, like? Oh, hi, what are you doing here? I don't know. I'm 26 and, you know, I feel like I'm getting up there, so I just thought I'd show up. Couldn't send me a text or anything? You're just going to show up. Cool. Yeah, I guess you want to come in? Yeah, sure. All right, we play video games or something. Why is, as he's texting his friends, dude, she just showed up on my fucking door. Say yes often. Use your words for good. Don't let distance keep you from the ones you like. These are just all very so generic. It's like, give me some background here. Don't stalk any ex's social media. Just don't, for real. That's one of them. Like, give me some give me some fucking substance. What happened to you? Give me a story or something I can attach myself onto that gives this, you know, that justifies this, that gives it some weight. Take a leap of faith and take it often. Why should I trust you about that? Why should I trust you? Did you take a leap of faith? Did it work for you? I want to know that. What's this? Learn to surf. It's the greatest sport you never knew you were missing. Okay. I kind of agree with that one. Be okay being, like, these are just so, I could write an article like this in 10 minutes. And I almost like, when I sat down to do the video, I was almost like considering doing something like this. For some reason, I thought that was a good idea. But then I was like, what am I going to, like, I wanted to make it funny, of course. But it's also like, what am I going to say? Don't be afraid to love. There you go. There's one. There you go. Take that and be patient. There you go. There's another one. Be flexible. Love often. Love, cut the fat out of your life. Like, these are all just fucking things that girls tweet on Twitter that go viral because other people are like, yes, yes, 100%. Oh. Chair fell apart again. Karma. For fucking making fun of someone else's article. The 23 just says family. It's just one word. Family. Near, far, blood or not, family. That's, what did you learn? You learned family? Just nothing. How is that? How can you... You're constantly growing. What you didn't like last year may just be something you fall in love with this year, like dogs. So it took you 26 years to learn that you're constantly growing? That's interesting. I don't know. I don't like articles like this. Such an inspiring post. I like this. Refreshing from all the lessons learned posts that have a condescending tone. Thank you. I don't know, man. This sounded pretty condescending to me. I'm on a beach in Bali. Anyways, go watch my video on my main channel where I did more of that shit, but it's more edited and whatnot. Let's see. What's something I actually did learn this year? I kind of talked about shit in my in the focus episode. That's kind of what I'm feeling. I don't know. 26 was, for me at least, a relatively transformative year. You know, I went from being a software engineer to not. Now I've been doing this full time for a year. So that was basically my whole 26, was figuring out what the fuck I should be doing, where I should be focusing my energy, blah, blah, blah. So I guess, you know, I don't know. I feel like right now is kind of the age where I'm seeing a lot of my friends are like kind of panicking. Everyone that's this age, because it's like, I don't know if I'm doing, you know, some people have been doing what they've been doing for a while, like their jobs or they're dating someone. And it's like, now's the age where it's like, do I want to keep doing this? Cause I kind of have to make the decision now. Otherwise it's going to be too late. You know, whether it is or not. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that thought creeps into your head. It's like, we're getting up there. You know, if I want to make a career change, I got to do it now. Otherwise, I'm just going to be behind everyone else. So it's like people are breaking up. People are committing to each other. Like, people are getting married. Half my friends are getting married. The other half are, you know, just fucking everything because they're like, hey, you know, if I don't do this now, when am I going to do it? You know, it's like people are scared, people are confused, they're making career changes, they're, you know, committing even harder, they're getting promoted, whatever. It's very, very just a bizarre year. I can't remember why I started talking about this, what I learned. I don't know. Anyways, it is my birthday, so go ahead and wish me happy birthday. Oh, man. What else is fucking new? We shot all weekend something that you're going to see coming up in the next couple of weeks, which I'm pumped about. I had Matt come up, my intern, and so he filmed a vlog and we were just kind of fucking around yesterday. I went to the PO box and I got two packages. One of them was a Minecraft Bible. like the Bible, but all written and illustrated with Minecraft people, which is weird. I didn't really understand it. I don't play Minecraft, not religious at all. So I guess it was a joke. But so thanks, maybe? I don't really know. And then so I kind of was like, well, disappointed about that. The second one was a damn national park pass that this girl gave us. She was like, hey, I use this, but now I'm back in London, so it's valid till April. You can have it. Well, how sick is that shit? Thank you. I appreciate you. If you were the one who gave me that, I wish I could say your name, but the letter's in my car. Thank you. National Park Pass. I'm going to go somewhere, maybe. Maybe for New Year's or something, I'll go to some park and... I don't know. We'll see. So yeah, I did that. Matt came. He filmed... just been working a lot on stuff I don't really want to talk about. So it's tough. I know I haven't been posting a lot of videos on my main channel. I will do that. I'll get back to it. But yeah, we've been working really hard on the Tiny Meat Gang podcast, the mixtape that's coming out. We got some videos and, you know, as you know now, the live show on the 2nd. So it's kind of why I haven't been posting on my main channel very often, just because it's hard to find time to edit, you know? Editing just takes for fucking ever. I'm really stoked about the show, though. Like, this has been... Now it's been, like, 3 months. Basically, I did, like... You know, I did Rye's show a few months ago, stand-up, and my agents came and watched me, and they were like, that was great. We should fucking get you your own show. And I was like, yeah, I would love that. And so I didn't hear anything from them for, like, 3 months. And then finally, all of a sudden, yesterday, they were like, oh, yeah, we got an offer for this theater. Do you want to do it? And I was like, well, I haven't... Like now, and it's December 2nd. So I was like, well, now I gotta come up with a show in 3 weeks. But I can't turn that down. I gotta do it, right? Because this is an amazing opportunity. And doing live shit is so much fun. It's scary as fuck. And it's really hard to commit to. But once you commit to it and once you do it, it's like the most rewarding thing ever. So I'm really, really excited. And it feels good that this is happening around the end of the year, because it's something that I wanted to do this year, is do my own show. And so I'm happy that I was able to achieve that. I got a pitch coming up next week that I'm going to be working on. And then I guess it's Thanksgiving this week, right? So happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Hope that you guys are, you know, hope that it's great. Everyone's gone. So I'm not doing anything for my birthday tonight because everyone's fucking gone. It's going to be me and Kelsey, which is great, actually. I didn't really want it, you know, I don't know. I didn't really want to make a big deal out of my birthday this year. Every year I'm kind of, I go out and then I don't feel great for my birthday. This year I was kind of like, wow, but keep it low key, have a good birthday, have a productive birthday. I'm going to edit this video tonight, post it tomorrow along with this, you know, work on some music tomorrow. I have a session. And I think that'll be good. And then we're going out for dinner. We're trying this new place that I've wanted to try, me and Kelsey. So it'll be low key. It'll be low key. I hate that phrase, but that's exactly, it's the perfect phrase for this, low key. Remember, guys, don't be afraid to love. Patience is a virtue, okay? Remember that. You know, don't be afraid to pay attention to the things that matter, okay? Here's another one. Meditate. There's another piece of advice. Buy plants and put them in your apartment. They will connect you to the earth and they will keep you grounded. Okay? There's another one. Candles, very essential. Febreze for the bathroom. Buy that shit right now. You can get rid of that dookie smell right after you do it. Okay? Remember, don't fear the future. Be excited for the past, okay? Another piece of advice I learned when I was 20, turning 20, in my 26th year, now that I'm 27. Here's another one. Buy a Nintendo Switch, because them shits is fun as hell. Okay? That's a good piece of advice. How's this one for you? Don't be sad that it happened. Be happy that it's over. Okay? Love unconditionally, but don't love too hard. There you go. That's another one. Keep those who are close to you distant, but don't be too distant from the ones who keep you close. Holy fuck. That was insane. That was fucking insane. That shit should be on a fucking t-shirt or something. What did I even just say? I don't know. I blacked out. That was awesome. God damn it. I gotta write a thought catalog article. I really do. When you feel wronged, let it go. That's one literally off the article. It sounds like one that I just made up though, right? This is what I'm saying. It's very, you can just write shit like this. Oh, I think Marcus is about to come home. I do actually agree with the don't stalk any exes social media one though. Not that I want to. I never really want to, but no, you know what? Don't stalk your current. Okay, I guess I haven't had an ex in a while, so I don't really care that much, but it's like, you know, I think a lot of the stalking, you don't really want to know the answer to the shit you're stalking. You know, like when you get in too deep on your significant other's like past, we all do it. Don't act like you don't do this. We all fucking do it. And so I've like kind of reached a point where it's like, I just don't even start with that shit because I don't want to know it. I don't want to know anything. I don't want to see anything. Just chilling. You know? All right, guys. I got to get editing this video. Watch it on my main channel. It should be up right now. Hit that description. See if the links are there for the tickets. If you want to see me and Noel, just do this live. And if it's not, make sure you check back. You can follow Twitter. It's at insanely_chill. CodyComerch.com if you want to buy the sweater. And of course, my second podcast, The Tiny Meat Gang. It's on patreon.com/tinymeatgang. Thank you for listening, guys. And I'm going to go try and enjoy my birthday. I love you. Do I? Peace.